September 2, 1943 tilde December 28, 2023. Age 80. Elizabeth Collins, passed away peacefully at home on December 28, 2023 surrounded by family. She was 80 years old. Elizabeth was born to the late John Henry Jones and Arthur M. O'Neill on September 2, 1943. She was affectionately known to many as Sue. She was educated in the Brooklet, GA school system, where she earned her high school diploma. Sue migrated to Paterson, New Jersey, as many Southern blacks did, searching for better opportunities in the early 1960s. Although she worked different jobs, she later utilized her love and caring for others, choosing a career as a certified nursing assistant. She later worked for Hackensack University Medical Center, before retiring, and returning to Georgia. Reflections of life. Among many of her admirable traits were her love and dedication for her family. She did this not out of obligation, but to instill family values and unity through love. She was loving, caring, supportive, and so full of life. She loved the Lord, and worked in the church as a faithful servant. The phrase, cleanliness is next to godliness, is a testament to Sue's motto. She always made sure the church was clean and tidy prior to services. She loved working in the church kitchen serving members. Cooking was a major hobby, and she could cook. She loved to cook and churn out those large Sunday meals like a true Southerner. She enjoyed cooking, especially during the holidays, and our holidays were always filled with family, food, and lots of love. Speaking of holidays, she had a flair for home and event decorating. It gave her joy. She loved music. Teddy Pendergrass was her favorite artist, and dancing. She adored laughing and making people laugh. She gave everything she could in her life, always inviting and making sure you had a big smile and a full stomach. Another passion of Mom's was politics. It ran as deep as her love for football. She wanted to make sure that others were up to date with politics. Yelling at the TV gave her a voice. She loved watching political, crime and mystery shows. She's preceded in death by her parents, ex-husband Frank P. Collins Sr., several siblings, Jeb Jones, Lindale Jones, Robert Jones, Jerry Jones, and a granddaughter, Taisha N. Collins. She leaves to cherish her loving memories, three daughters. Patricia A. Collins of Paterson, New Jersey, Bonnie C. Rogers, Kenneth J. Rogers a.k.a. CeCe of Bloomfield, New Jersey, and Lisa Y. Collins, Craig Brown, of Bloomfield, New Jersey. Two sons Frank P. Collins Jr., Shirlene Milton, of Sumter, South Carolina, and Mark A. Collins of Paterson, New Jersey. Six grandchildren Lamar Mitchell, Sidere Edwards, Brandon Gregory, Kenneth Rogers IV, Xavier Collins, and Nia Dixon. Five great-grandchildren. Three grandpups Buttons, Rocky, and Creed. A sister Mary L. Jones of Brooklet, GA. Brothers, Roy Jones of Atlanta, Georgia, Charles Jones of Augusta, Georgia, Johnny R. Jones of Statesboro, GA, Russell Jones of Brooklet, GA. Edward Jones and Isaiah Mason of Swainsboro, GA and a host of nieces, nephews, cousins, in-laws and friends. Walkthrough viewing will be held on Friday, January 19, 2024 from 6 p.m. 8 p.m. at Craig R. Tremble Funeral Home Chapel. Celebration of Life service will be held on Saturday, January 20, 2023 at 11 a.m. at Little Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, 327 Railroad Street, Brooklet, Georgia, 30415. Reverend Arthur Kelly, eulogist, and Reverend John T. McFadder, pastor. Interment will be at Cone Cemetery, Stilson, GA. We will adhere to CDC guidelines. Friends may sign the online register book at www.craigrtremblefuneralhome.com. You may send flowers to the family through our floral store. An independent florist will make delivery according to your instructions. Celebration of Life services have been entrusted to the care of Craig R. Tremble Funeral Homes, Inc., Statesboro Chapel, 238 West Main Street, Statesboro, Georgia, 30458. To send flowers to the family or plant a tree in memory of Ms. Elizabeth Collins, please visit our floral store.